There's an engine at the station.
A few decades ago, rail tracks laced Iowa's countryside, linking even the smallest communities to big cities across the nation. But many of those tracks are now silent or turned back to adjacent farms or bicycle paths. But a group of farmers and businessmen have come together to preserve their rail connection to big city markets. Dean Borg reports for Harvest Public Media.
It's been 7 years since folks around Forest City, Iowa, have heard a train whistle in their town, but Iowa Northern locomotives are again switching rail cars alongside the co-op elevators towering grain silos.
We're very excited to be in that part of the state.
That's the Iowa Northern's carload marketing director, Amy Homan.
The people there are excited to have us back in the area, and they love seeing our engines going up and down that line.
Iowa Northern is partnering with some farmers and business interests who've taken about 20 miles of rail track being abandoned by the Union Pacific Railroad. To Forest City Co-op Elevator Manager Randy Brewster, retaining trains on that track is business survival.
People know if the rail leaves, it never comes back. And they've seen a lot of it happen in the area because we've had other tracks that the lands went back to the farmer.
So Forest City and nearby Garner Grain Elevators, along with recreational vehicle manufacturer Winnebago Industries and some other investors, pooled their money to buy the 22 miles of railroad track. And there was government assistance in reducing the out-of-pocket costs.
We got two grants, one from the federal government, one from the state government for $1 million. And then we went out and raised the rest of the money from investors.
But this isn't just nostalgia. Brewster currently sells corn to nearby ethanol plants, but worries.
If we lose our local ethanol market, which is Hanlon Town, which is a small plant of 50,000 bushels a day is what they're grinding, you know, they're going to probably be the first one to go down, and we need to have somebody that's got a big appetite for a couple hundred thousand bushels.
The big appetite is ADM's huge corn processing plant in Cedar Rapids, nearly 200 miles away.
Today, we can move corn from Forest City down to Cedar Rapids by train. It's costing us about 19, 20 cents a bushel. Truck, if I go to like Lakota, which would be about 45 miles, that's cost me 12, 13 cents. So we can go a lot further with train, a lot more efficient.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad calls the rail purchase a win-win.
As a result of it, there are shipping trainloads of grain from both Forest City and Garner to ADM, and of course, that's increased the price of corn in that region, and it's also given ADM another supply of corn. They process the equivalent of 3,000 acres of corn every day, so that's a pretty big deal.
And a pretty secure deal. Because after 10 years, the Iowa Northern Railroad will buy the 22 miles of track. In Forest City, Iowa, Dean Borg reporting for Harvest Public Media.